it's fair to say they do things a little differently to us from time to time, especially when it comes to the judicial system. Now, the particular case we're talking about here involves a Missouri man by the name of David Berry Jr. He's 29, and he was hauled before the courts for being part of this group that illegally killed hundreds of deer over a three-year period. Now, part of his sentence was to watch the movie Bambi once a month while he's in jail. So he was sent to jail, make no mistake about that. But once a month, starting on December the 23rd, he will be forced to watch the movie Bambi. Now, we've got a little bit of audio from Bambi, and you tell me if this is a fitting punishment.
He doesn't walk very good, does he?
Thumper?
Yes, Mama.
What did your father tell you this morning?
If you can't say something nice, don't say nothing at all.
Yeah, I think it's a pretty fitting sentence, that one. 96900-693-1313-32. Joining us on the line now is a journalist at the Riverfront Times, a newspaper in St. Louis, Missouri, Danny Wisentowski. G'day, Danny.
Hey. Hello there. Well, glad to be here.
Yeah, well, nice to have you on the line. Just tell us about this court case and the handing down of this sentence.
So it's really interesting. I've never seen something quite like this. Every once in a while, you see judges get creative with cases, but this was, you know, these guys were accused, you know, not just of killing these animals for food, but these were trophy hunts where, you know, the heads were left, and so this was really destructive kind of hunting. And this judgment was something that was found just in the court files, you know, along with the sentence, you should serve a year, and then it just keeps going, and the judge writes, and he has to watch Bambi at least once a month, you know, starting at this date. And it kind of just slipped in there. It wasn't discovered for several days after the sentence was made.
And what's the reaction been in the U.S. to that?
I think, you know, it kind of wraps in a lot of, I think, our own nostalgia for this movie, which I think, as that clip very well demonstrated, is a kind of trauma that can't be understated. I think there's a lightheartedness to it, but it also shows just how kind of light the punishment was for this guy. Repeatedly cited for this kind of hunting, him and his family members, he's doing, you know, a year in jail, and so perhaps the judge was trying to generate some kind of attention to these sorts of crimes, since he will be out quite soon. And his sentence actually occurred after he was already charged. They busted him again for poaching a deer just months after his probation, and that's why this judge perhaps was trying to teach him a lesson after so quickly reoffending.
I mean, it's an unusual punishment, but is it unusual in the United States to have this type of thing?
I think it's very, very unusual. We've had a long history in this country of mandatory minimum sentencing, where judges wouldn't even get a chance to decide on the number of years, for instance, let alone you know, what kind of theatrical, dramatic punishment would occur during that sentence. So this is certainly something that's fairly uncommon.
It certainly is. I just wonder what other judgments this particular judge has handed down over the journey. What about yourself, David? As we let you go, Danny, rather, have you seen the movie?
I've seen the movie a number of times, yes.
A number of times?
A number of times. And I should note, I have not personally killed hundreds of deer, and so perhaps this judge is onto something.
Maybe. I'm just more curious as to why you've watched it a number of times. I've never seen it at all.
Well, I grew up in a home that had a lot of the Disney tapes on there, the VHS tapes, and you know, every once in a while, if my parents wanted to teach me that one day they would potentially die, and they wanted me to ruminate on that. I'm sure, no, it's a great kids' movie. For some, I don't know why it hasn't made it over there in the same way it has here. But,
No.
Don't, your law.
No, don't get me wrong, Danny. It's an extremely popular movie in Australia. I'm just one in the minority where I haven't seen it. But maybe I should do myself a favour and go and see it. So, all right, good on you, mate. Nice to talk to you.
All right, nice to talk to you too. Thanks.
All right. Danny Wisentowski joining us there, a journalist at the Riverfront Times, which is a newspaper in St. Louis, Missouri. I mean, it's a great idea. I mean, if it can, you know, sort of help send that message, and as I say, I've never seen the movie Bambi, but from all accounts, it's an absolute tearjerker, then maybe the message will get through. He's got 12 months in the slammer, and that means 12 showings of the movie Bambi. What do you reckon about that? 96900, 693, 13, 13, 32. Other movies that might deter people. I mean, maybe these youths that are responsible for home invasions maybe watch Home Alone.